Welcome to this exercise. My name's Louis, and in this exercise, I'll guide you to help feeling safer in your body. And you'll engage in a conversation with the part of your brain that can create pain. To start, you can find a quiet place and do this exercise sitting or lying down. Take a deep breath through your nose and slowly exhale through your nose or your mouth. Let everything go on an exhale. Perhaps feeling your body sink a little into your chair, your bed, or the floor. And for this part of the exercise, we're going to your emotional brain. It's a part of your brain that unconsciously runs in the background at all times and interprets everything for you. Without you being aware, your emotional brain is collecting everything that's happening. Everything that's happened in the past, everything that's happening now, and responding automatically to all these things. And you could imagine that your emotional brain consists of an inner child part and an adult part. The emotional brain may be like a child, not always rational. But you can get in touch with it. So imagine your emotional brain, how it sometimes causes pain against your will, and imagine what this part looks like to you. What it looks like in your brain and in your body. Let's see if you can get in touch with your emotional brain, this unconscious part of you, and kindly and perhaps even lovingly ask if it would be willing to stop hurting you. Just like a child, tell your emotional brain that you understand it might feel hurt, maybe it's angry, sad, anxious, or disagrees. But it's going to be okay. You no longer want this pain. Tell the emotional brain, the inner child, that you will give it attention in the future. That you will be present with the feelings that arise. Anger, fear, or sadness. And by doing so, you will no longer tolerate it, giving you physical symptoms and pain. Make contact with this emotional, unconscious part of your brain. The feelings it currently has. And in exchange for opening up to these feelings, agree that it should no longer produce pain and physical symptoms. And sometimes it can help to actually imagine your subconscious brain as a sea with waves, big and small. And when you decide to pay attention to the emotions that are going on, your emotional brain should stop giving you symptoms. Imagine this sea slowly becoming calmer and more peaceful, as if these waves are gradually subsiding. As you make a deal with your emotional brain that it can stop creating pain, that you will turn towards your emotions, and by paying attention to them, feel the sea becoming calmer and calmer after time. Imagine your body healthy and strong. The different parts of your body, from your feet up to your legs, your abdomen, chest, lower back, upper back, your arms, hands, your neck, and your head, becoming strong, safe, and functioning normally over time. Being able to participate in your life without too much pain or discomfort. Thanking your emotional brain for showing you these emotions. Have you experienced these emotions? And allowing your symptoms to lessen. Tell your emotional brain that you will continue to give it attention, now and in the future. And because you give it this attention, there is no longer any reason or need to create symptoms. And remind yourself, perhaps even repeat to yourself, that you may accept yourself, including all the emotions that arise in yourself. You can let go of what bothered you in the past. Choose to react to your current situation in a way that does not jeopardize your health. Realize that you're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. But you can accept yourself and your personality as they are. Being in touch with who you are won't endanger your health. No, it's working towards a healthier body and mind. And if you like, you can pay attention to your breathing for a little while longer, calmly in and out, maybe imagining this sea, how it might remain quiet and calm, how it might be aroused at sometimes. And regularly repeat this exercise, and perhaps on a daily basis, the image of the child in yourself or the sea in yourself, getting better at imagining calmness and peace. Remember to turn towards your feelings and emotions, not fleeing them or avoiding them. In exchange for less symptoms, less pain. And when you're ready, you may end this exercise at your own pace and open your eyes again.